Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and as we've been hearing, there are some who might think it blasphemous to hear a Beatles song at a funeral. For Fab Four fans, it might be musical sacrilege to record a reggae cover of a Beatles tune. But that is just what the Easy Star All-Stars have done. The Reggae Collective has made their name doing reggae covers of legendary rock albums by Radiohead and Pink Floyd. Now they've gone after the granddaddy of all rock concept albums, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. Their new record of Beatles covers is called Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. And they'll join us to talk about it in a moment, but first they're going to play it for us. Here is the song She's Leaving Home, the Easy Star All-Stars, live on Soundcheck. Easy Star All-Stars live in our Soundcheck studio, and their dub version of She's Leaving Home from their album, Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. It's a whole reworking of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper in a reggae style, and they're playing for us live here in our studio. Guitarist, percussionist, producer Michael Goldwasser joining us at the mic. To you and the rest of the band, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you for having
us. You guys have previously done Dub Side of the Moon.
Yes.
Which is, of course, your take on the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon. Radiohead's OK Computer becomes Radio Dread.
Yes.
Was Sgt. Pepper just... is that what you've been working your way up to this whole time?
Well, we certainly thought about Sgt. Pepper once we realized we were going to have to follow Dub Side of the Moon up with something else. And we want to focus on concept albums. And Sgt. Pepper is often considered the mother of all concept albums. So the idea was there from the beginning. And we just felt like this was the time to do it. We went on a very different track than a lot of people would think we would have done by doing OK Computer. I think we fooled a lot of people. I think people would have been more expecting us to do Sgt. Pepper's then, and we want to keep people on their toes. So we did OK Computer and made it to Radio Dread, but now we figured for our third effort that this was the right time for Sgt. Pepper.
And, you know, is there a sense of, you know, the Beatles being a sacred cow when it comes to taking on their body of work like this, taking one of their major artistic statements and recasting it?
Well, certainly there are people who are going to consider this sacrilegious on some level, as with our previous two efforts. But I'm not too concerned with that, because I think our body of work shows that we take the music very seriously and we treat it respectfully. And music is also about having fun. And I think we have a lot of fun with this, too. And we've been able to bring a lot more people make a lot more people aware of this classic rock stuff, because some people in the younger generation, or say your typical reggae fan, might not even know this stuff. So I think we're doing a service to these classic albums, as well as doing a service to reggae by bringing reggae to a much wider audience.
And I mean, Paul McCartney certainly knew what reggae was. I mean, he may not have done it very well, but Obladi Oblada, you know, he's talking about Desmond Dekker, you know.
Yeah. Well, you better watch out, because Sir Paul might be listening right now. But no. yes, we are pretty sure that he likes reggae, and we have gotten this current album to his people, and hopefully he's going to call me one day and say, hey, I love your album. Let's do something.
All right. So you haven't heard from Sir Paul or from Ringo just yet.
Not yet, but the album's only been out for a few weeks.
Right. So. And both the Pink Floyd and the Radiohead efforts actually sort of got the imprimatur from the original artists.
Yeah, that was really, really great. I mean, first of all, we go above board with everything. I think a lot of people would say, well, why don't you just do the album and hope they like it and there's no problems? But we don't want to go under the radar. We want everyone to know about this. And, you know, we'd like to avoid any possible problems or lawsuits. Mm-hmm. So we figure from the very beginning, we work with the management and the publishers of the groups and keep them aware of what's going on. And once we were done with Dub Side of the Moon and sent it to the Pink Floyd camp, we did get positive responses. David Gilmour actually went on BBC One Radio, and the host asked him about the album, and he said that he really liked it, which was really cool to hear. Claire Torrey, the original singer of Great Gig in the Sky, is a big fan of ours and comes to see us live in England. And well, Radiohead all likes it, too. So.
And Vinny in Manalapan, New Jersey, there's that name again. Folks, if you have not listened to Dub Side of the Moon and are a Pink Floyd fan, you must listen to this. It is fantastic. So you have fans in New Jersey, too.
Thank you, Vinny.
I remember when that album came out. We actually did a little piece on it on the show some years ago. And it's against all odds, seemed to work. When you take a song like Lovely Rita, for example.
I know that song.
Is there, I mean, does it present challenges to take something that's written in a completely different way and to try and reinvent it like
this? Well, it's always a challenge, but having done three albums like this as a producer, I have a pretty good idea of what could work and what won't work. A song like Lovely Rita actually came to me, the reggae arrangement came to me quite quickly. I came up with this idea of giving it a classic Roots Radix sound. They were a very important band in Jamaica in the late 70s, early 80s. So I kind of took the vibes of what their drum patterns would sound like and a bass line, and then built it from there. And I knew we wanted to also feature a great guest DJ on this song. So aside from having Bunny Ruggs from Third World, one of my favorite bands, sing the lead vocal, we got Uroy. He's called Daddy Uroy because he's really the daddy of the Jamaican DJ toasting style. So we were able to have a lot of fun with it and take it in a different direction from the original. But no, that song actually wasn't too difficult to figure out for me.
That's what you're going to play next, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
The band is Easy Star All-Stars. They are playing Thursday night at 8 o'clock at B.B. King's. Their album is called Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band, and it is a sort of reggae version, a recasting of the entire Beatles record, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here's the song Lovely Rita, live on Soundcheck.
Hey, Lovely Rita. Have a little chat with you, baby. Hey, Rita, I wanna have a word with you, honey. Yeah, la-di, la-di, yo, can I say? Well, if you saw what then you say, you know, little place called New York City, I would tell you, say,
yeah. Once again, the Easy Star All-Stars live in our Soundcheck studio, and the Beatles' lovely Rita, originally from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and now on Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band, their latest record. Michael Goldwasser playing guitar, Russ Iray playing the bass, Elena Canlis at the keyboards, Jenny Hill playing sax, many more, the vocals, Joanne Williams, more vocals, Ivan Katz behind the drums, Shelton Garner playing guitar, and Justin Filmer handling the laptop, Buford O'Sullivan playing the trombone. Did I get everybody? I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
All right, Michael, let me ask you just, you know, you're not from Jamaica.
No, I live in Queens, though, not too far from Jamaica, Queens.
Right, okay. How did you get into reggae?
Wow, you know, the first time I remember really hearing reggae was I was probably 7 or 8 years old. I was in the car with my dad listening to some radio station, and some reggae came on. And I remember saying to my dad, "What is this music?" And he said, "It's reggae." I don't know if that was the beginning of my love affair with reggae, but I really remember being conscious of reggae as a pretty young kid. And then as an early teenager, when I was maybe 13, 14, I started teaching myself guitar and learning stuff from friends and just hearing reggae and really liked it. I heard Catch a Fire by the Wailers, and I had a cassette of it that on both sides was the entire album, you know, so I just listened to it over and over again and play along with it. And I just kept hearing more and more great reggae in the 80s, and it really, really caught on for me.
You know, for me, I got into reggae at the same time I got into punk rock, which was, and the two, especially in England, the two were like parallel threads. Right. You know, you listen to The Clash and hear all kinds of references to reggae and stuff. So the idea of crossing over between rock and reggae, not so unusual. It's been done for over 30 years, you know?
Yeah. Look, the way I see it is that reggae is music just like any other genre of music, you know, and a lot of people don't really get into it. They think of it as vacation music or it's just for Jamaicans, but it's just good music, and good music should be heard.
And Rich from Union City reminds me that the Beatles were citing reggae as early as She's a Woman. So even before Obladi Oblada, there was some evidence that the Beatles knew about reggae back in the 60s. And Kai writes the following comment on our website. While all excellent music to cover, talking about your records of Radiohead, Pink Floyd, and the Beatles, will the Easy Stars cover any American music makers, or does most American music not have a wealth of quote-unquote concept albums?
Wow. Well, we certainly didn't choose these three albums because they are from
English bands.
From English bands, although maybe there is something to that. I've always really loved English reggae, and some of my favorite bands are Steel Pulse and Oswald and Black Slate. So maybe that has something to do with it. But I think just a great concept album is something that we would consider doing no matter where it's from.
Now, the Easy Star All-Stars have also done original
yes.
songs. You know, is it hard not to be sort of typecast as the reggae cover band?
Yes, it's hard not to be. But I really don't see us as a cover band at all. We are taking entire albums, classic albums, and reinterpreting them in a new style of music. It's we look at it as art, not as, oh, let's just cover some music. Anyone could take a bunch of songs by an artist and do covers of them in another style of music, but I don't think anyone out there, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, is taking an entire album and doing the whole thing over in reggae, song for song, and really treating it like a work of art.
Well, what was it? Stravinsky had a famous quote about, you know, a real artist doesn't borrow, he steals. Do you guys feel like you're stealing?
No, we're just, it's a long history of reinterpreting music.
But that's what music is, isn't it?
Yeah, music is out there, and you respect its origins and the intellectual property behind it, of course. But it's made to be played and reinterpreted and enjoyed, and that's what this is about.
The album is called Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band, and the Easy Star All-Stars are playing live at B.B. King's this Thursday night, May 21st, at 8 p.m. Michael, to you and the rest of the All-Stars, thanks for coming in and playing for us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having us.
That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, Eminem is back from a 5-year hiatus with a new album. We'll debate whether it's a return to form or not for the mischievous rapper. And we'll have some high-energy indie rock live in our studio from White Rabbits. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alana Harper. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider with help from Jason Isaac. And we also had help today from Georgia Kral. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.